With all that being said, let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, I'm here. Does that mean that Mike wasn't around this morning?
No, we finished. We actually finished our sports early.
Goodness, no wonder the sun's coming out.
That's right. But like I said, I was sitting here about 20 minutes ago, and the FM just went off the air. And
so now you have to call the guys up?
Oh, yeah, because we could reach the train. We can reach there's power at the building, and we can reach the there's a piece of equipment we have, but that's in line with the transmitter that's also controlled by a computer. We could reach that, but we can't reach the transmitter. So something went wrong with one of our transmitters. So,
yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, you know what, Pat? It is what it is.
Mm, yeah, I've been using that expression a lot these days.
That's right.
Especially after I got off with my surgeon yesterday, which I'll talk to you about in a little. But today will become partly sunny. We'll be in the low 70s. So nice day. Tonight, partly cloudy, chilly, low 40s, but not to be surprised. There's some places drop it to the 30s, and some places even get a little frost. You heard me right. Thursday will cloud up, and a little drizzle could develop sometime in the afternoon with a high 60. Clouds with showers on Friday, 65 to 70. Early showers Saturday morning, then partly sunny in the low 70s. Mother's Day will cloud up, and there's a chance of rain in the afternoon.
What time in the afternoon, you figure?
Hard to say, but I would think it could be early afternoon.
Right.
Looks like a similar event from what we had this past weekend with a low along the New Jersey coast.
The hell with New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. And you can forget about temperatures being all that warm on Mother's Day now because of a northeast wind, the overcast skies, and the rain coming in. Temps are not getting out of the 50s on Sunday for Mother's Day.
What about for Monday after Mother's Day?
Still looks like we'll have a little rain to start and just kind of cloudy, and maybe we'll get into the 60s.
Jeez.
Yeah, crummy weather. Real crummy weather. There's no doubt about it. What happens is a front, first it's a warm front, comes toward us tomorrow and tomorrow night. That's where the drizzle comes in. Then the warm front goes to our north, and the cold front to our west comes in on Friday with showers. That front stalls to our south Saturday, enabling us to at least have some sunshine. But then a storm forms on the front, and it wiggles out to the south of us off New Jersey and brings rain back in on Sunday. So it's almost the identical pattern that we had last week. Almost. And sometimes they do tend to repeat themselves. So that's interesting. Before I get on to the surgeon, I have to tell you that yesterday morning, and I meant to talk to you about this, when I went upstairs to get my tea and I looked out the window, it appeared to me that it was a fox trotting on up to my sidewalk, right up the street.
Yeah.
And I watched it and I said to myself, very pretty animal. And because it had some light and dark shades of brown on it. And then I saw it go past my house to the next neighbor's house. And I think that it went in the yard, but it went out of view. And this morning I was just kind of wondering, what's the difference between a fox and a coyote? And I put up pictures on the internet. And much to my dismay, that could have been a coyote.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably a coyote. Right.
Yeah. That could have been a coyote, so I'm going to have to beware again when I walk Shirley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Always keep Shirley on a leash.
Oh, she always does. I mean, I can't keep her off with. But still, I mean, I wouldn't want them to approach us and, not be scared.
Small air horn.
A small air horn, yeah.
They make them. People use them for bears. It does work for bears. But you have some bears. When you see a bear or a coyote, you should just go the other way. Turn around and go the other way.
Right. They said don't never put your back to a coyote, though.
Well, you can back up. You can slowly back up.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. So that's that. So then I had to call my surgeon back yesterday. For all of you who are listening who don't know what this is about, I need to get oral surgery on Friday afternoon, and I've been talking to Marshall about it, and he's been giving me pep talks because I am nervous about it. So I called him back, and he wanted to review everything, and we did. And he says, Pat, he said, do you want me to prescribe painkillers? I said, no, I'm not good for painkillers. I said, I could do Advil. He said, okay, then I will prescribe a stronger dose of Advil so that you don't have to take two or three at a time. You just take one. Okay. I said, okay, that's great. And he goes, I'm not here to scare you. You know that. I said, yeah. He said, but I want you to go with the mindset and be prepared that as far as being uncomfortable, it is going to be terribly uncomfortable. That's the word he used. Terribly. I said, excuse me? He said, I want you to go with that mindset, that it's going to be terribly uncomfortable. He said, I'm sure hoping that it'll be less than that, but definitely go in with this with the notion that this is going to be terrible. I said, really? He goes, Pat, he said, I've had many patients do this. He said, and the biggest problem is getting acclimated to the temporary denture. He said, and you remember that temporary denture is going on top of gums that are going to be swollen. He said, and they've just, you know, been under surgery. He said, so I want you to go. I said, well, could you give me a topical ointment? Because I thought he said that. He goes, no, I can't give you a topical ointment. He says, but if you want, he said, I would suggest getting oil of clove at a health food store. He said, and, you know, if it is uncomfortable for you, put the oil of clove on your gums.
Okay, here's what he's doing. He's preparing you for the worst, so when it comes through,
it'll be better.
Even if it's bad, it's not going to be bad. Now, my advice to you is, once he puts that temporary denture on top of those gums which are swollen, do not eat anything that is hard.
Right.
I mean, not even close to hard, not semi-hard.
Right.
Stew broth, soup. Mashed potatoes, right. Things like that.
Nothing that will require chewing.
Yeah, that's the safest thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty. I mean, heck, there's a lot you can eat that's soft. That's good. I mean, bread? No bread.
Right.
No cookies. Nothing like that. But you know, you get. Let's just say you get. Chicken soup, because everybody likes chicken soup. As long as it doesn't have the chicken, it's just the broth. You could eat a corn chowder. You could eat things like that. Mashed potatoes, like I said, no problem at all. White fish, no problem.
Right, because it's very soft. Right?
Very soft. You can mush it up a little bit and eat it like that.
Right.
So Pat O'Connell wants to wish you good luck with your surgery. He's a listener that listens every morning.
Yes, I know. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
But that's what I would do. Just, you know, yeah, go into it thinking the worst, and you'll come out feeling better because it's not going to be the worst. And you'll also understand, just don't eat anything hard for like 3 or 4 days.
Right. Right.
And call me if you have any problems.
Yeah. If I could talk.
call me if you have any problems, and I'll send you a $250 doctor bill. Okay.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now, but he is just the nicest surgeon, and, very, very, very friendly. And he said, when it comes to adjustment of this temporary thing, he said, that goes to your dentist. He said, so if I were you, when you get off with me, call her and ask when she wants to see you. So I did.
Yeah.
And she called me back. And she said, I don't need to see you unless you need to make an adjustment. I said, oh, she says, you know, we took some pretty thorough impressions of your mouth. She said, we did it two ways. We did it with the gook, she said, and we also did it with the laser wand. She said, so I'm kind of hoping that the temporary denture that the lab made is going to fit pretty well. She says, but if it doesn't, she says, then call me.
Yeah, she can adjust. She can adjust it so it's perfect. But,
yeah.
But like I said, my advice is just make sure he loads you up with Novocaine when you leave the office, and that'll give you time to get home. Like I said, get mashed potatoes, get all the stuff set ahead of time, so you don't have to rustle. And then if you're hungry, you take a little bit at a time, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Trust me on this. I've been through all this stuff, and I hate dentists, but I happen to have. I'm lucky. I've got my Don Martin, who's retired, was a great dentist, and the new dentist I have at Housatonic Dental is just, he's young and he's great and he's terrific. So it'll be fine, Pat.
It'll be a whole new experience.
Yes, and you. And who knows? Maybe you'll even be able to whistle without trying to whistle with the denture.
That's what I'm afraid of.
It'll be Jesus, others. the whistling weatherman. There.
Whistling weatherman. Yeah.
We didn't even have a chance to look at the summer outlook. We can do that tomorrow.
Oh right, I sent that over to you. Yeah, we can do that tomorrow. No problem.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. So all right. So my advice.
Good luck with the transmitter.
Yeah. Hang on a second here. I just flipped to see if it was on. It's not. Thanks, Pat. I'll speak to you. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, Marshall.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. That is Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.